little synth.
Yes.
So that was a closing track on the EP. It's called Great Escape. It's definitely our most proggy number, probably. That's as close as we get to prog right now. I think we kind of dabble in it a little bit. We can't help it. I blame Jake.
I think the next song is longer, so.
It is longer. Yeah. Does that make it more progressive?
Does length matter in prog?
No, and it's encouraged, in fact. I mean, it does matter. Joel is nodding yes. A shout out to Joel on all of the wonderful sounds you're hearing tonight. He is doing a fantastic job.
Yeah, thank you so much for having us. This is really great.
Yes, and yes, so should probably introduce the band at some point here. So
yes.
So over on bass guitar, we have Jake O'Donnell, and yes, somebody is clapping.
Yay!
Yes.
This is, yeah.
Chelsea is clapping for Jake, so she's a big fan of Jake. Yes. On synths over sort of kind of near me, you can't see her, but Kate Lindsay.
Hello.
Helping make all this commotion.
Thank you.
She gets a clap too. The lovely Chelsea Jett on vocals are
okay.
For yourself.
Yes.
So we're clapping for her.
And then over on synths over again is Steve Borick. Woo!
Help. That's me.
Yes.
So yeah, this has been a really wonderful evening, and it flies by when you're playing these things. We are actually on our last song, if you can believe it, because, well, because we're out of songs. We're going to be making some more songs very soon.
So again, please, if you like what you've heard, please go to music.teleelectrics.com to download our most recent EP, the Move EP.
Yes.
Yes, and again, if you like the music, please find us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter, whatever it's called, for Instagram. We're all over these things. Kate's doing a fantastic job managing them, thank God, because I don't understand technology once you get me away from a keyboard. So.
Yes.
This one's called Out of Time. And yeah, I'll play the intro, because why not? KQ WMFO.
Ooh, thank you. Shout out to Jake if he's listening.
Thank you. Ranger Station.
Yeah, hi. I'd like to report a bear sighting, as in Smokey Bear. I was about to start up my ATV on a trail near a bunch of dry brush, and Smokey told me that was dangerous because one spark can start a wildfire.
Did you know that 9 out of 10 wildfires are caused by humans?
No kidding.
I'm a forest ranger. We never kid.
Sorry.
Kidding. Get your Smokey on. If you see someone in danger of starting a wildfire, step in and make a difference. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Hold Jamaica, hold Jamaica, hold on, hold. You're listening to On the Town with Mikey D, 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. And we just heard Hold Your Maker from Andrea Gillis. And we heard an amazing set a little earlier from Telelectrics, and they're here.
Why,
welcome.
Thank you. Hello.
Thank you. Yes, hello.
Howdy.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Studio A.
This is Studio A is where it's at. I like this.
More like studio art.
Studio art.
There's a lot of art on the walls.
There's a lot of art on
the
walls.
We know radio is a visual medium, so.
Yes.
Describe, yeah. We know what the listeners are seeing.
Yes.
This is an awkward start.
Like what? Like we know radio, right?
This is weird.
I'm old enough to know radio.
Yeah.
You remember radio?
I remember radio, yeah. Yeah, that was a good club.
It was before streaming?
Yeah. Yeah.
We are also streaming live.
Oh, yes.
On WMFO.org. And it's worldwide.
Yeah.
I like that.
I have people that listen to the show when I host in like London, like Paris, wow. Afghanistan.
Hello, London, Paris, and Afghanistan. That's kind of awesome, actually.
Wow. Yeah.
So are you guys nervous yet?
Getting there. Yeah. Yeah.
No. No.
you guys already played, so.
Yeah.
You
know,
that's all right. You sounded great.
Oh,
thank you.
Thanks.
I was going to say, I can't be nervous. I already screwed up before, so I mean, what else could I do?
I thought that was just like a John Zorn kind of tribute or something, just a little short song.
Kind
of,
you know? Yeah. It was like a little, like, you know, like a teaser almost of what was to come.
Yeah.
And I tried to just roll with it, you know. It was actually a patch that's used on the song. It was just, you know, you hit that plus button one too many times, and you don't know where you're going to land on the keyboard.
So Tufts, it's a great place.
Tufts, yeah.
How long have you been here?
I've been here since about 8 p.m.
8 p.m., okay. Yeah. That's when we got here. So we've been here about equal time.
Yeah.
Yeah, very cool.
Just love the
yeah, I found where the bathroom is, you know.
Yeah.
It's down the hall.
Yeah, I was using the one downstairs.
It flushes.
Because, like, you know, it was quiet and everything.
You got locked out down there.
I got locked out down there.
Like a half hour.
Better than getting locked in.
It is better than getting locked. That'd be horrible. That's like a fear of mine, you know. If you're on, like, an airplane, you're always afraid, like, you're getting locked in the bathroom. That happened to me one time, so, yeah.
Yikes.
Yeah.
So you, 3 or 4 flights later, like, they let you out,
well, no,
and you're like...
I was in the bathroom.
Oh, Des Moines.
And I was, like, 12 or something. I was 14, and there was, like, cute boys sitting in the back of the plane. I was, like, 14.
Always,
and I was like, oh,
boy.
Like, hey. And I went to the bathroom, and I, like, locked the door. And then I couldn't open it because I, like, I don't know. It was dumb, and I was like, oh, my God, I'm stuck in here forever. And I'm, like, going... like this, like, come on, let me out, and I was crying, and then a flight attendant came back and like was like, just unlock it, it's locked. I'm like, oh, and then I unlocked it and I walked out, and the cute boys were sitting there laughing, and I just like slumped back to my seat. So that is not the topic we're talking about, but I just thought it was a funny story.
I kind of want to hear more of these stories. It's
yeah.
way more like entertaining than anything I've got to say.
So you guys must be psyched to do some touring and get some more of these stories happening.
Definitely,
huh?
Yeah. More
like travel, like you know, logistics mess ups and all that.
Yeah, airplane bathroom.
Traveling
mishaps
is like so fun. You know, I'd love to travel more. We should just try to.
We are looking to expand.
Yeah.
So we do have a show coming up in Worcester, my hometown. I do love Worcester. Not everyone loves Worcester, but
if anyone has a private jet for our 7 keyboards, that would be ideal.
Yeah.
We only need to go to Worcester and then.
Worcester has an airport.
No, we have to go to Erie, Pennsylvania, too. Erie, Pennsylvania. Are you familiar with Erie, Pennsylvania?
I know. I know somebody who lived there, and she's pretty eerie.
Okay, what's her name? I might know her, honestly.
You probably don't know her.
Maybe you never know. 90.5 WERG. That's their college radio station. It's pretty good. But WMFO is better, so...
Yeah,
you get really
we're
competitive
the best.
Yeah.
With this.
Okay. Freeform radio.
There's, you know,
my college radio
famous.
Station is better than the one I'm on right now.
No, I just said WMFO was better.
It's this blue-collar, like, city pride thing. See, Chelsea's from Erie, I'm from Worcester. We've got this. We do love our hometowns. There's nothing wrong with that. I think that's something that, you know, a lot of people...
Got to embrace.
Like, I got to get out of this place that I'm from. And I never had that feeling, but...
I think it's funny when there's, like, local bands and they're making fun of, like... what they call townies.
Yeah.
And it's so How many people were at your show? Five? People that come down to the bar to, like, you know, to have a beer. Mm-hmm. You're like, oh, I don't want any of those fans. Well, you don't have any fans. Yeah. Sorry.
Right. And pretty much.
Oh, man.
It should be nice to anybody who comes to your show. Unless, you know, unless they're being really stupid, then you just get them thrown out.
Yeah.
Right.
Very true.
Yeah. We're very grateful anytime anybody comes to see us. Yes. It's hard, and everybody's got a lot of things they want to do. There's a lot of things competing for time these days, so, you know, there's just a lot of stuff that wasn't around even like 10, 15 years ago that competes for people's interests, you know.
I remember the first time you guys played at Thunder Road,
mm-hmm.
there were like some luminaries in the audience.
Yeah. Well, that was the opening weekend of Thunder Road, actually. Yeah, their first Saturday night, so we kind of stumbled into that gig. Very grateful to Very Lumar. Hey, everybody in Very Lumar.
They're awesome.
They are awesome.
Fantastic band.
Yes. I like those guys. Played with them in a couple of different, you know, shows over the years, so.
Yeah, so I did miss the show that you guys did there, the release.
EP release.
Show. So how did that go?
I think it went pretty well. We were very happy. It was a Sunday night, so it was a tough night. We knew it would be a little bit of a struggle to get people out. We ended up with a pretty decent crowd, and I think the crowd really enjoyed it. It was a solid lineup. The bands we played with were fantastic. Andavali and Let's Wait. We made some new friends that night. It was a solid night of like electro pop, and the way the set built through the night was just, it was great. You know, Andavali had this kind of like awesome atmospheric electronic experimental kind of vibe going, and despite her USB MIDI thing, she had some serious like technical failures where like half her rig failed and she had to like cut her set short, and she just rolled with it, which is awesome, you know, very professional.
Yeah, I had this idea to have a band called Technical Difficulties that would just have technical difficulties on stage, and
it could be really entertaining.
Oh gosh,
I'd actually pay to see that. I would do that.
So it would be like ambient music, because you'd just hear whatever was happening while
there'd be all this like
fix equipment and stuff.
Yeah, you'd hear the cursing.
All you have to do is just leave the batteries home or switch the fuses, you know.
I think I've experienced a few shows like that before. Thankfully not in this band, but I will
like
talk.
These fuses don't. We can put gum in here instead of fuses. That'll work.
Yeah. crazier things have happened. Yeah, it was great. Let's Wait were fantastic too that night.
They are amazing.
They're just it was just like being transported back to about like 1984 or so, and I was in heaven. It was awesome. It was a good year. So it was a good night. We were really happy, and a big thanks to Thunder Road for having us too. It's nice when you're a new band. It's tough getting a start sometimes, and we've had a lot of nice things happen to us so far.
So what's in the cards for you guys now? You have the release under your belt.
Well, I think the next steps, we've got some new songs we'd like to get out. There's several in the hopper that just need a little bit of time to do a little programming on and dust them off, get them ready for the band here, and we got to work through them, and everyone's going to make the parts their own and do a little bit of tweaking and some writing, and then booking some more gigs really out, you know, both in Boston and around. I mentioned the Worcester gig that's at Ralph's Diner over in Worcester, August 26th, I think, is Friday night. Everyone's nodding, so I think I got the right date. In addition to that, probably a show coming up on August 4th. We're just confirming the details on that. It's going to be over at Hennessy's. It'll be in Faneuil Hall area in Boston. So
a lot of backwards hats.
Yep. It'll be a different crowd to be exposed to, and I'm okay with that. I think it's good to mix up your audiences, and you know, that's why we weren't afraid to hop over to Thunder Road when it was first opening up. We didn't know what we'd find or who would come over to Union Square and brave the new club. Like, what's it gonna
be since,
like?
Well, since you guys have like melodies and songs, you know, you guys could appeal to like, you know, regular people. So that's probably a good idea to just mix it up
to regular people. Yeah,
you know, because every show, you know, there'll be some people will be, oh yeah, I really like this band, and then they'll they'll start coming to the shows, and then
that's encouraging to hear, because you just never know. Some of these songs, so there's a lot of the band really has a diverse set of influences. I think everyone's got a little bit of overlap with each other's tastes. You know, Jake and Kate are both heavily 80s influenced. I shouldn't be speaking for them. I should let them say what their influences are. But I find that adds a certain sound to the band. You know, I bring a lot of like 70s classic rock, prog rock kind of stuff, some 80s. Mm-hmm. Some of the newer, what are they calling it, Kate? Indie-tronica,
yeah. I believe is the correct term. Ooh.
So the rule is it has to be music that was written before you were born?
It used to be. All the way through high school for me, that was basically my rule. Yeah, it was basically like pre...
Just the cutoff is like, when you were born. Sorry.
How'd you know what year I was born? That's basically what it was.
I'm just guessing.
Oh, you're good. You're good. I don't know. I forget what I was saying, but I think that's a big part of it, really, is just having all these different influences. It kind of makes this sound that ends up being, you know, not instantly identifiable as like electronic or an 80s synth band. Vinylan did a really nice write-up where they kind of mentioned that a lot of synth bands are really just instantly thrown into the 80s heap. So people hear like, you know, Sawtooth Wave Keyboard, and they're like, oh, 80s band, you know, and there's a lot more to it than that. There's like four or five decades of influences at work here. Thanks to everybody's.
Well, and also I think the really strong vocals set you guys apart, and the vocals don't sound, you know, like dated or anything like that. So so that makes it different. So it's like a contemporary sound with those, you know, different synth sounds. That's what you guys are interested in. Those eras are really the actual sounds,
right? Yeah, and I think that's a big part of what shapes it. Chelsea has been a huge addition to this band. We're delighted to have her on board.
She's twice actual size, actually.
Yes,
she is.
Don't mess with her.
Yes,
she threatened a few people at our EP release. Something about
If they didn't use our Snapchat filter that Kate worked very hard for. No, Kate worked very hard on that Snapchat filter. So I was like, download Snapchat now.
Well, the thing people don't know when they just start messing around with Snapchat is that when they put the filter on, that's what they really look like. You know, what you see in the mirror, that's a weird, you know, mirror's an illusion.
Lie.
That's an illusion.
Yeah.
I mean, you're like backwards and, you know, you're flipped from left to right and up, you know.
Very
can't trust that. You can't trust a mirror.
And in our Snapchat filter, we had like colors and we had the words move, and that's like what people actually look like. You know, there's always a word move.
Yeah.
That's, you know. dumb jokes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've seen people walking around with text on their foreheads before. It must be true. You know, and neon lines like framing them everywhere.
Snapchat's fun, you know.
I think that's actually what Kate sees when she looks at us. She just sees like all these like 80s like neon lights and stuff.
I mean, those like cheesy like old school photographs you would get with the lasers in the background.
That's
like basically how I live every day.
Yeah,
those photos are pretty great. I think we need more crisscross lasers in backgrounds.
Oh yeah,
I'm seeing lasers right now.
That's bringing me right back to like second, third grade. What's in your? I'm looking for a beverage or something.
We weren't allowed to bring beverages in here. No. I think. I don't know. I didn't bring one.
We were.
We were a college, so we have rules like that.
Oh, yeah. Well, no, you don't want to ruin the equipment, you know? Like, what if I was like, oh, no, I spilled my entire water on this board. Oh, that's like $5,000, probably more. I don't know how much boards cost.
Just go sell some of the keyboards in the band. Yeah. It's fine.
I think this one has cost like $1 million or something.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
No. Oh, the keyboards aren't going to cover that. Never mind.
No.
Oh,
almost.
Huh?
Almost.
Almost, yeah.
Yeah, Tufts is like a new school to me. I'm like, intrigued by it. I'm like,
you learned a new town tonight?
Yeah, I was like, wow, look Medford. At this.
I think it was Mothwald.
Malfan? Walfan? No.
This is a combination of Malden and
Melrose.
Wilkins.
Marlboro. You know.
Athol.
Have to be careful with that one. That's like FCC territory. Wow. Yeah. Yeah, there's some fun names here. And my accent will leap out when it's, you know, least appropriate, usually.
Boston
Plaza.
Cool.
Plaza's my favorite. I like it when you say
Plaza.
Plaza.
Plaza. I don't. That hurts.
Isn't that something when you get a transfusion from the plasma, the doctor?
Plasma. Yeah. Yeah. Maybe.
Oh man.
Yeah. So let's remind people where to find you guys on the internet.
Should probably do that.
Okay. So we have a Facebook. We have a Twitter. We have an Instagram. TELECTRIX, Telelectrics. You can also go on the Telelectrics website by www.telelectrics.com. You can Google search us and see the same results.
We are the first thing because nobody else has that ridiculous name.
I also learned a while back, if you Google where can I try keyboards in Boston, we will appear on the first search page.
That's amazing.
Really?
First page of
I love that.
Near the bottom.
That's a new way to search it.
However, my home is not a Guitar Center. Or something. I think it's a little nicer than Guitar Center, really. But
no,
I mean,
we love Guitar Center. More, give us free stuff, Guitar Center.
Has more keyboards.
There might be more key. Actually, there are more keyboards here, I think, than most Guitar Centers. They really need to up their inventory, you know? Mm-hmm. Just so when Jake goes and buys a synth bass, he can actually go and play the synth bass before he just throws money at a website and prays that it sounds like what he wants it to sound.
Are you criticizing my shopping strategies?
No, I do the same thing. In fact, I just
blind. For.
I blindly off of eBay. There was no Andromeda to go play. I just was like,
you don't even look at the pictures or anything.
Well, no, I look at the pictures. I mean, I listen to wave files and stuff and low quality audio samples on YouTube. But I mean, really, you just got to kind of hope for the best. Synth shopping strategies. You heard it first here at Telelectrics.
He's not being completely honest here. He'll sit at home and watch 30 minutes worth of YouTube videos of synthesizers sometimes. So
we can't let him know how nerdy I am.
That was my experience too. I didn't plan on doing it, but it happened. It's like
we're not nerdy at all. We're a synth band.
All right, so let's remind people upcoming shows.
Upcoming shows. August 4th, Hennessy's. Boston, Massachusetts, 021 something something. That's over at Faneuil Hall.
And that's easily accessible via public transportation.
The mm-hmm. newly renovated Government Center.
Yes, it's beautiful.
Haymarket.
Beautiful.
And probably a few other, State Street.
Aquarium, mm-hmm. all of the lines.
Really, you can't.
Quincy Center, everything is
perfect. There's no excuse.
Quincy Center.
There's probably a bus, too, you know?
Yeah, probably a few buses.
Yeah.
Also, Worcester, that is... I really want to make sure. Am I right? August 26th, the Friday? I think I'm right.
I don't even know dates anymore.
August 26th, Friday, Ralph's Diner in Worcester. I'm supposed to know this before I go on the air.
And we're also playing with another local electronic rock band, Big Time Kill, which we're very excited about.
We love Big Time Kill. And
they did a great performance at the Rumble.
They sure did.
Over at once.
Yes.
Not too far from this place.
Not far at all. Yeah, that was a good Rumble this year. You know, they're all good. This is a fun one. I was watching.
It was
this
a nice new venue. I mean, yeah, we missed TT's.
Yeah, TT's.
But once is extremely cool, and there are people on the staff that are musicians, so they understand what it's like on the other side.
Yes,
and they really like to have. They're really trying to grow it as a place with its own kind of vibe.
Yeah, I think they do a good job of that there. I mean, also they've got really nice food that they're serving there too, which kind of gives it another layer of uniqueness to me. I like good food. I like to eat before the shows. I know you're probably not supposed to, but I usually have some giant burger or something and then try not to pass out on stage. How did I get there?
Burgers are good.
Yeah, food is good. Uh-huh. I know. I almost went to JP Licks earlier because we were so close, and I was like, "Can I get ice cream before?" No, probably not.
Mm-hmm. All right, Telelectrics.
Telelectrics.
Telelectrics. You heard it.
Thanks a lot. Any words of wisdom you want to share with the masses before we adjourn?
Oh God.
Happy summer.
Yeah, the summer is almost here. Get lots of vitamin D. If you ever have the choice to go analog with your synthesizers, go analog with your synthesizers. Do the full thing. Don't go virtual.
Right.
I'm thanks. Getting looks here.
Thanks a lot, Telelectrics, here on the town with Mikey D.
Taste.